Deputy Grand Chief Natasha Martin, you've got a problem with the site selected for temporary housing for homeless people in Timmins. Can you briefly... Yeah, the encampment, that's it. Can you briefly tell me what the problem or problem is or problems are?
Well, from our point of view, there are a number of problems. First off, I think the biggest one is, you know, murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. With what's going on in Winnipeg, with what's going on in Winnipeg, they're searching for women in landfills. And we were told that a lot of the homeless people with the Timmins are Indigenous, and they are from our communities. And why would they put us there? You know, and I say us because I'm Indigenous, you know, and they're putting me there. Yeah.
So you think that's... that would be disturbing to the Indigenous people that they're so close to a landfill site?
Oh, you know, it should be disturbing for anybody. You know, the quality of life, what kind of life are you going to have across the street from a dump? You know, the noise pollution, the air quality, the ground, you know, and that's my thing too, like the quality of, just the life that they think that they're going to have there. And there was no consultation with us at Mishkegwak. That was a big thing too. Yes, again, we're told all these stats within Timmins. And I live in Timmins, so I see our people. I see them. They come up to me and, you know, they say, Natasha, can you feed me? Natasha, can you buy me a coffee? You know, so I see them, and some of them are people I grew up with. So it's really hard hitting when I see people that I know on the street.
Okay, so keep going. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
Okay, so are you asking the city to start over again, start the whole process over again?
You know, I had a conversation with the mayor yesterday, and it was a great starting point. You know, we've worked on a few projects already together. But again, I'm not asking them to start over again, but just to reconsider that space. You know, would you live there? You know, and that's a serious question. I wouldn't want to live there. And why are we expecting our loved ones, you know, that, you know, are challenged to live there? And the message that we're sending to this group of people, you know, that's the only place that we can agree on is across the street from the dump. To me, that's a very strong message. It's a sad message. And you know what? I don't think that of anybody. You know, in the work that I do, I always think of my grandfather, my late grandfather, and what he did. And man, he would tell me, Natasha, no, people can't live there because you want what you want. You should want that for other people. That's what he would have told me. So that's how I'm going forward with this. You know, we have to treat everybody equal and good.
Now you live in Timmins. Is there another site that was in the whole public opinion survey that you would rather see used?
Again, my discussions with the mayor yesterday, I asked her, you know, the sites that were all chosen, like, so those are all city-owned sites, which I understand. And because of the time restraints, this is why they went this way. I want to evaluate each site properly and, you know, the pros and cons. Like, there's so many cons with the Pine Street South site. And you know what the thing is, too? Accessibility. There's no access. And that's a long, dark, lonely road, you know, at night. And again, you know, I always have to put myself in the people's shoes that are walking that. I'd be scared, you know, and I wouldn't want anybody to walk that street at night.
It's pretty scary during the day too.
Oh my God! There's transport that blasts down that road during the day, you know, and it's more of a safety issue too, you know, to everyone involved, and it's scary. That again, like I said, it's a long, dark, lonely road. Something's bound to happen.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this before I let you go?
Not right now, no. No. But thank you for interviewing me.